somebody sees you in an elevator, spots your logoed polo shirt and says, tell me about your show. What's the short elevator pitch?
Talk journalism. I came out of a journalist background. I put information on the air, and then I put in my opinion, which for the first 20 years I did broadcast, I kept my opinion out of my stories. It's talk journalism. Everything built from today's news. The best interviews we can get, solid information, and no insanity.
What would it take to multiply the results you're getting? If you could wave a wand, what would you have that you don't have now?
More staff, more resources. And as I get the money, as the revenue comes in, I hire more resources. We just added a few hours for one guy per week because I want to develop more information, more resources for the show to make the show sound better. President Obama wants companies just to hire people. Nobody's going to just hire people. They'll hire people if they think it will make a difference in the product they produce.
What you've described was the Dave Ramsey success formula. Plow it back in, grow the business, right?
And I believe in that. Figure out what makes the biggest bang for the buck and produces the best outcome for your listeners. If you take care of your listeners, they're going to take care of you ratings-wise. We're the number one show all formats, 25-54 men in Portland, Oregon. Now, that's a 50-station market. It's tough to do.
Recent success story, impactful moment in the last 6 months. What are you particularly proud of?
We got a call one day, a veteran who said, I need eyeglasses, and I'm entitled to them. And I went in for my eye exam, and they gave me a prescription, and they said my eyeglasses were on order. It's 6 months later, I still don't have them, and I called them, and they don't know when they're going to be done. I said, well, is this just a problem peculiar to you? It turned out to be a problem for about 100,000 veterans. They were 26,000 eyeglass pairs behind because of the incompetence of the federal government. What the federal government had done is they said, we should manufacture eyeglasses. So they said, well, let's build a full high-tech eyeglass center in Boise, Idaho, and then before it's actually up and operating, we'll shut down all the other centers that make eyeglasses. Instead of just giving these guys coupons to go to the mall for 99 bucks a pair, they got the thing up and half running, and then they started falling behind. At one point, they were 26,000 pair of eyeglasses behind. We found this out from this one call. I contacted a member of Congress, Greg Walden. They walked down the hall to the staff for the committee that oversees the armed services and said, why are we having a problem with eyeglass manufacturing? And the staff's reaction was, we make eyeglasses?
Wow.
And this is the Congressional Committee staff that oversees Veterans Affairs. Because of that, I said, well, my suggestion would be, first of all, get these guys some eyeglasses, start sending out vouchers and say you can go to Pearle Vision or all those, you know, 1,001 different eyeglass places that all civilians go to. Finally got the guy on the line who runs the place and said, why are you making eyeglasses anyway instead of doing it in the private sector? He says, well, because we do it less expensively. I said, what does it cost you to make a pair of eyeglasses? He said, about $49. And I thought, that's close enough to, you know, when you add the retail side of it to the $69 or $89 or $99, you pay for a regular pair of eyeglasses. The government has decided to be in this business without even some of the people in the Veterans Department or the congressional oversight knowing about it. We got them to fix the problem. They started immediately sending out vouchers within a week, and I was stunned at how fast that congressman was able to get the VA to say, this is a problem, we cannot do this to you. For a lot of these older vets, the prescription you get in October, by a year later, is different anyway.
Right, so if
you delay him 6 months in getting his glasses, they aren't going to be any good anyway.
This doesn't make you a dime short term, but that's radio, huh?
Isn't that fun?